We are learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the second line from the top of Zayin Amud Aleph. We had a machloikis, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman said, Tumma Hutra B'tzibur, Rav Sheshes Tumma D'chuyah B'tzibur. That means that we learn from Sukkim that if someone's a Tumma Mace, a Kayin, a Kahanim, a Tumayim Mason, a Tumma from a dead person, so the halacha is if it's a carbon that's kavua l'izman that has an exact time, it's daicher atoma. And the shaila is, how does it work? Is it hutra of betzibur? Is it completely muta? Or it's like a bediavet? It's dechuyah betzibur. And what's the nafkamina? So the nafkamina is that if you hold dechuyah betzibur, if you find a kayin that is not tama, you have to use them. Even though tama is muta betzibur, dechuyah betzibur, but if you have a kayin that's available, that's tahar, use them. But if you don't have anyone, then even Rav Sheish agrees dechuyah betzibur. What's Rav Nachman Shita? So it's two days. Two little shyness in Rav Nachman. Either Rav Nachman holds that if you have in the same base av, that means that day's group of kahanim, you have someone available, you have to use them. But you don't have to go to a different base av, to a different day's kahanim, and bring in one of those who are tar. The second lesson says, no, Rav Nachman holds it's always mutter to use a kain who's tamei, by a carbon that's kavur leizman, but we call it tzibur, even if there were other kahanim in the same base av that were tahara. That's a two little shyness in the Rav Nachman. Zog the Gemara, Om Rav Sheshe. So Rav Sheshe would say, what I have a raya from a brayse that a tumma d'chuya b'tziba. Om Rav Sheshe, not on milah. What's a raya to me? Tanya, went to the brayse. Hoya oimer the mark of mincha sa oimer. We know that on the second day of Pesach, they used to bring a mincha called the mincha sa oimer, and that was matir all the chadosh, all the tvua to eat, matir the chadosh, and they were mark of mincha sa oimer. And they're being makavit. I mean, it's mass beyodan became tamei. So what do you do? Oimer mavia macheres tachdeha. He says if there's available, he says bring a different oimer instead of this. V'im ein sham. If you can't, there's no other oimer available. There's no tvua available. Elohi, only this one that's tamei. Oimer loy. They tell him have a pekech, be smart, v'shoyk, and be quiet, and just be makavit. Why do you have to be quiet if it's tuma d'chuyah b'tzibur? So why have to be quiet? What? The mechus oimer became tamei. Yeah, the mincha became tamei, the flour or the matzah, yeah, became tamei. So it's actually made out of seirim. So they say, just keep quiet and be makir the one that's tamei. Why do they say be quiet? So Rashi in Menachos says, Shlo yoimru mutu lahakriv mincha tamei afil d'yachid. Because people will not chap that this is a carbon seber. They'll think you're allowed to bring a tumma, something that's betumah even b'yachid, and therefore you should just be quiet and don't tell everyone that it's tummy. But Kapanim, what does it say over here? That if you have another one available, so then you bring another one. But if not, you have no choice to bring this. Tanim yis, oimim avi nacheres tachdei, you bring another one. So it's a kasha, or it's a right to Rav Sheshes, the tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur. Now let's just analyze this. We spoke out as two lashonis sphere of Nachman. So is this a raya like both, not like both, what lashonis of Nachman? One lashon of Nachman was that even if you have available a base av, in the same base av, another coin, you don't have to use him. So for sure, it's a raya, not like that, man. What about the first lashon that holds the fear of Nachman, who holds tumah d'betzibur, that if you have in the same base av, another coin, you have to use the other coin. So is it a raya, not like that part, that Rav Nachman? So the Minchas Chinuch says that even that, like that Rav Nachman, it's a raya, not like that Rav Nachman, because this is a tircha to go bring another oimer. It's a tircha, so it's like a different base av. It's like a different base av. That's what the Minchas Chinuch speaks out, and Mitzvah Shin Beis, Ois Tess, speaks that out. Akaponim, the kasha is, it's kasha Rav Nachman from this braisa. It sounds like that you have to look for a way out to use a tar mincha, not use a tmei mincha. Tony me, it's a via macharis achdel. I'm Rav Nachman, my dina hechidika shirayim lachila. I am moida when there's shirayim to eat, and a lot of times the kaparas are they eating the shirayim, and the loch is that even if you hold tumah hutra receiver or tumah d'chuyah receiver, you cannot eat the carbon because the ma'ay says tameh. The only exception to this rule is carbon pesach, where they're allowed to eat it even b'tumah. But every other carbon, even if you had tumah hutra receiver, you can't eat it. So Rav Nachman says here there's a case where it's shirayim, there's something to eat over here. If it's something to eat, it's better to look for tahira because the ma'ay says you want to be able to eat it. You want to be able to eat it, therefore it's better to look for a tahir, and therefore Ibn Nachman says, I agree over here, look for another one because I want to be able to eat it. Meisvet, which are another question of Rav Nachman, Meisvet. He makir minchas parim, eva elim, v'kvasim. This is talking about minchas nesachim. Every one of these kavanas, that's come from a par or a ram or a sheep, the halacha is you bring a carbon nesachim. For those who learned shkolim, we just had it about the nesachim. They came with different nesachim. Now, a minchas nesachim, which is flour, you burn it completely, you don't eat it. So here it says, "Hayimakir minchas parim ba'elim v'kvasim." And Tmasbiel became Tommy. Even though we're talking about a carbon tziva over here, talking about a carbon tziva, they say, "Bring me a different mincha." Emein shom elahi. Or even have a pekach v'shtoik. Be quiet, be smart, and just be makaviv because tuma d'chuyah v'tziva. So what do you see over here? You tell someone to bring more. My love, parim elim v'kvasim v'chayim. Talking about like a yom tov of sukkahs. Yeah, parim elim v'kvasim on every day of sukkahs. You bring parim elim v'kvasim. It's a kavul oizman. It's a carbon tzibur. So it says here you have to look for a tahira. I tomo to receive. So it's a kasher Rav Nachman. And here you can't say because you have to eat it because you didn't eat the minchas asachim. Amalach Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman to go through each one and answer the parim elim v'kvasim will answer each one what it means. It's not talking about the yom tov of sukkahs. Amalach Rav Nachman loy. Parim is par avodah zara. It's talking about the par avodah zara, which is the par that they bring if the ganz klai yisrael api bezdin does avodah zara. They bring a carbon. It's a par avodah zara. So afagav the tzibur hu, even though tzibur kim lo kvila is man mahadrinon. Here it's not kavula isman. A par avodah zara obviously is not kavula isman. You're not supposed to do avodah zara, so it's not kavula isman. It's not kavula isman. There you have to look for tahira. So Tosfos asks, we spoke out before that really tumah b'tzibur that's hutra d'chuyah. So by someone's kavula isman. So here it's not kavula isman. So how can you bring it? He says we have no choice to bring it. How can you bring it at all? That's Tosfos kasha on top. And Tosfos answers that for that you'd be soymech on the ritzu tzitz, even to bring it lechatchila. That's what Tosfos answers. Tosfos, you look at the second half of Tosfos, it says later on, kol she'ein zmani kavua ini doich leis shabbos leis atoma, af bishu karben tzibur. So he says, v'hodem v'via betoma here, you bring it, ha'yam shum the ritzu tzitz, v'dafka tomas karben dem ratzu tzitz. Av tomas ha'guf tekaharim le'itchu le'gabayu klal, le'garmi kol she'karben yachad. That means, if the kohen himself would become tummy by a power of a desire, he wouldn't be able to bring it at all. We don't want to bring it at all because there's no tumah hutra or tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur by someone that's not kavul leizman, and this power is ours now. We're talking about here that the mincha became tummy, and that you have ritzu tzitz enough to work. That's pshat in this line. That's parim. Rav Nachman got out of parim. How you get the next thing? Elim. Elim's ve'elish shel aharon. That's on Yom Kippur in Parashat Achrei Mois. Beginning it says v'zoyis yov ve'aharon al kodesh ve'parim bakal chatas v'ayel echad oila, and this aisle was his aisle, his own private aisle. It was kavul isman, but it was his own aisle. So there, he says that also you'll say d'chuya. Elim be'elim shel aharon nafgav d'kvila isman. Kimin the yachid who ma'adrinon. Since it's a yachid, it's a carbon yachid. So you try, then it's he'll mask him as d'chuya. Again, you need Tosfos over here. That Tosfos explains that even though kavul isman is always the barometer to know what's a tumah hutra or tumah d'chuya b'tzibur, but midrabbanon, if it's a yachid bringing it, even though it's kavul isman, you should have d'chuya. Because you don't want people to think that you're allowed to bring a carbon yachid, you're not kavul isman. That's Tosfos at the end of the Masechta Kivon. What?
Carbon shalom you can bring.
Shalom? That's kavul isman? It's not kavul isman. Any day you can bring, no, you can bring any day of the. It's got to happen to be a nidin in Masechta Pesachim about Chagiga. If it's called kavul isman, also Knufya, it's a nidin in Masechta Chagiga. In Masechta Pesachim, if Chagiga, there was a whole Ben Besuri, they held the Kubring on Shabbos, it was all Shiloh, they didn't want it. It's got a Shikol Shiloh. But the Kubi days, you think you bring a different day. The Kubi is not called kavul isman. You bring a different day. Like upon him, the dear Tosfos, the Masechta Kivon brings as kasha. It's Elish shel Aaron is kavul isman. What's the problem? Why is it d'chuya? So look at the end of Tosfos Kivon. Yesh loyma lemanda omar tumah hutter heter he bekulu heter tumah deraisa. Here we'll be talking about tumah deraisa. And there are bonon gozer who have a carbon yochid lahadra tahirim. It's there are bonon. Okay, so we took care of Parim, we took care of Elim. Rav Nachman, remember, Rav Nachman was trying to say why here is d'chuya. Parim, the reason is because it wasn't kavul isman. And we'll look at Ritzah Tzitz using. Eilim means Eil Shel Aaron, which was Kavua Leizman, but it was a Yachid. Kavosim is the Keves Habam Oimer. Don't know the Keves that came together with the Oimer. The Ika Shirayim Lachilo. Kavosim, the Mincha that came with the Kavosim, didn't mean the Minchas Nesachim, which is Kulei Kol. it meant the mincha sa'omer that comes with the kvasim. It said the mincha that came with the parim elam kvasim, the mincha with the kvasim did not mean mincha sa'achim. It meant mincha sa'omer, weird, which is eaten. So therefore, also there's tchuya because you want to eat it. So
I'm trying to think why it's tchuya.
Why it's tchuya? Why is it look for all the things?
We have to look for
it. Look, that means tchuya. That means tchuya. So we had a kasha, we put parim elam kvasim, regular carbon tzibur of chag. So we answered parim is avar zara, elam is aaron. And kvasim is talking about the mincha sa'imu which has to be eaten, and not talking about mincha sa'achim. So Rav Nachman got out of the first two rites. Let's go to the third one. Meisve. Dam shenitma. If dam became tamei, v'zarku, and they spritzed it. B'shoigeg. If he did it b'shoigeg, hortza. B'meizid loy hortza. B'shoigeg hortza means that it's a good carbon, you even can eat the carbon. B'meizid loy hortza, it doesn't work. B'meizid doesn't work. But if you did it by mezid, it will not work. It's like a knas that won't be a good carbon. So the kasha is lechayra. Why, according to Rashi, where Rashi learns that why by mezid loy hortza lechayra, it's hutra b'tzibah. So why is it loy hortza? And for the Gemara, kitan yahi the yachid. Talking about carbon yachid. This price talking about carbon yachid, not talking about a carbon tzibah. That's how Rashi learned that the raya was from mezid loy hortza lechayra. Why should it be hortza? It's hutra b'tzibah. Tosfos has a little problem with this because Tosfos says that everyone agrees that you can't eat a carbon. Here, Hortza is talking about eating it. The dam became tamei, and the shaila Hortza not means if you eat the carbon. So even Rav Nachman agrees, even Hutter Betziva, you don't eat the carbon. So what's the problem over here? What's the kasha on him? That's Tosfos' kasha. And Tosfos answers that here, if you held Tumah Hutter Betziva in every case, so here, since the basar didn't become tamei, so you should have held that the dam that became tamei could be matter the basar to eat. That's the way Tosfos learns. Akapadim, that's the kasha and answer. Is talking about biyachid. Tashma, the fourth raya. Amah tzitz meratza. What's a tzitz coming for? We know that the kohen gadol wears a tzitz, and that's meratza on certain tumas. So amah tzitz meratza al hadam, v'al habasar, v'al hachelev. Either the dam, which is spritz on the mezbeach, or the bas, which is eaten, or the chelev, which is the emurim, if any of these three become tamei, shenitva bein meshoigeg, bein mezid, bein ma'unis, bein meratzoin, purpose, mistake, ba'unis, which means forcefully, or ratzoin, also means a purpose, and Rashi speaks out, ratzoin and mezid are really the same thing, just you want to contrast shoigeg and mezid and unis and ratzoin, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur, klar, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur, it says, you need the tzitzim in ratza. What do you need by tzibur? Why do you need to reach your tzitz? L'chayra, it's tumah hutra b'tzibur. So why do you need to reach your tzitz? That's the Gemara's kasha. Why do you need to reach your tzitz at all? It says tzitz meratza, all these things, shaygi mezid. You have to know what shaygi mezid means. Is it going on the tumah, how it became tumah, or on the zrika? It's machlokes amarayim mesachas menachos. V'saka daitach, tumah hutra b'tzibur, lama yotsuyei, samlav nachmin. You're right. Kik tadi atzitz meratza ad yachid. It's going on the yachid. By tzibur, you don't need a tzitz. V'bay yisem, I fill tem tzibur, v'hanuk le kvila zman. It's going on those that don't have kvila zman, but not kvila zman. You need to reach a tzitz. Because we said that carbon, that tumah hutra b'tzibur, which is called tumah hutra b'tzibur, tumah dechuyah b'tzibur, tzibur means dafka kvula zman. But lav dafka means a tzibur alone. So here, it's a tzibur alone, v'hanuk le kvila zman, will be without reach a tzitz. So Rav Nachman answered this right. I'm going to ask you a kasha, not a kasha. It says, "V'nosa aharon es havoyin hakadoshim." This is the pasuk that says about the tzitz. It says, "V'hoya al mitzach aharon, v'nosa aharon es havoyin hakadoshim, asher ekdishu bnei Yisrael l'chomal as kodshim, v'hoya al mitzchoy tamid l'ratzon l'hem l'fnei Hashem." So this pasuk says that Aaron will carry tzitz to mechapan kodshim. Mechiyez oven who knows it? Which aveira does he carry? Does he mechaper? Im avin pigel, if he means avin pigel, which Rashi teaches means chutz machshava chutz mekayma. Yeah, machshava v'shas the shechita or the zrika, then we eat it out of Yerushalayim. Harei kvar nem lo yiratza. The pasuk says bechutz mekayma lo yiratza. So tzitz will not help for that. Im avin noyser, if it means the machshava of eating it out of the allotted time, which means a shlomim more than 2 days and one night, a chatas more than 1 day and one night. If you have a mind to the chutz asmanai, that's noiser. We call it noiser. It's machshava of pigul harik vaynem leichashim. So tzitz can't be ratzi to those things because those things are nothing to do. You can't fix that up. So what does the brayse end off? Ha'ina noiser la'avoin tuma. It must be coming to be mechaper an avoin tuma. Shehutra mechlala v'tzibur, which we find has a kula mechlala v'tzibur. Hutra mechlala v'tzibur. V'kashra of sheshu. So lashon hutra sounds very much like Rav Nachman. Sounds like there's tumma hutra v'tzibur. So this is a taka araya. Now to Rav Sheshu, it's not like Rav Nachman. It says here that the Ovoin, it's a raya, not like Rav Sheshu, like Rav Nachman, not like Rav Sheshu. This is a raya, the Tumah to Tzibur, because it says, what is it's coming for, the Ovoin of Tumah, which you find by Tzibur, is Hutra of Tzibur. Now just to speak out, that the we had before, two brises about the Tzitz. One says, B'shoig Hurtza, Mezel Hurtza, and the next brise said, Ben Shoig Bebe Mezel. So it's a sickless theory of two brises. One's Ben Shoig Ben Mezid. One says Ben Shoig Ben Mezid. One says Ben Shoig Hortza Mez Lahortza. So we spoke out the Taisis of Machlaikis and Menachas, what Shoigig means and Mezid means. So that's the Machlaikis. One man the Yama says Shoigig and Mezid means that it's Maratza, means it became Tommy Ben Shoigig over Mezid. And the case of before is talking about you may spritz Ben Shoigig, then Mezid is not good. The other man they hold that became Tommy B'Shoig Mezid, it became Tommy B'Shoig Mezid, and the spritzing was, and whatever, the B'Shoig Mezid means B'Shoig Hortz or Light Hortz is how it became Tommy, and the other one is how you spritzed it. That's the answer of Stira. Do you have that answer of Stira? Because Machlaik is what it means, B'Shoig Mezid. What does it mean? It means the Zerika was B'Shoig Mezid, or it means it became Tommy B'Shoig Mezid. So it's Machlaik is, in Amarayim and Menachas. So if you learn, for example, take one man the Amma. The first price that says the chiluk in shaygig and mezid is talking about when you made a spritching. So the shaygig is hortza, but mezid lo hortza. Next price says ben shaygig and mezid. It means hell became tamen. So I became shaygig and mezid. So that's the answer to this theory. The other answer to this theory the opposite way. That's how it is. Al kaponim, what comes up in this gemara is we had a bunch of rayas. Rav Sheshu Rabbi Rosh rayas himself. Rav Nachman answered them all up by saying either you have to eat it, or it's talking about yachid, or it's talking about isman. And that the final raya was a raya to Rav Nachman, not like Rav Sheshes, because it says a lashon hutra b'tzibur. It says shehutra mechal b'tzibur, which means that we know tzitz is coming for the parasha of tumah, since tumah is more kuldik, because you find b'tzibur, it is hutra.